And, you know, your lasting legacy can be in many areas of life, the legislature, mayor's office and all. But one of your lasting legacy was the fact that you introduced running to your family that you referred to so much here, and then to grandchildren, and it all came from you. It's got to make you feel awfully proud.
Let me just finish.
And the fact that they all took up running. I mean, some of them could have said, no, I'm not going to run. But somehow, either you convince them or whatever, or browbeat them, they're all runners, grandchildren and children.
I really didn't. And I have to tell you a really funny story. I have a grandson who is in engineering at OSU. And, you know, Trent did taekwondo, got a black belt when he was like 10 or some young age, and really was never involved in sports very much. I think he did frisbee golf or something. And so he signed up for the Tulsa Triathlon. I'm like, what? I said, you don't have a bike. So we bought a bike last year. And on Thanksgiving Day, when I showed up at Turkey Mountain to jog with my daughter, two grandkids came along. The one who's going to be a nurse and who jogs in Trent. And they said, and they like it. And they're in college. I never encouraged them. I never said, you better go do this. Or the only thing I've done is any kid that wants to run, I buy the shoes, or anybody, any friends. I mean, I'm big on having the right shoes. And he's a 14 and a half shoe. And because we had to get a new pair. And but I never preached it. I never said, you need to do this. I just sort of did it. And then they found that it worked for them. And that makes me feel good.
A pair of shoes must last about a month for you. Is that true?
No, I play around with them. Yeah, more than a month. But I am careful to wear the right shoes at this age. Yeah. And I don't run in the woods so much. I hiked the Grand Canyon a little bit this year, and I try to stay on surfaces, and I love it. I will always try to go to the bottom and come back. And this year I didn't. I did climb to 10,000 feet out in Flag to see the Aspens, but I'm more careful. I would say entering into my 70s, because if I want to run when I'm 80, I don't want to fall and break anything. So I look for good surfaces. I appreciate the chat we still have at the river, and I do use that chat. Mm-hmm. And I know you do too, I think.
Yeah.
But so I'm careful of the surfaces, and I'm not so good in the woods. I'm a little slower in the woods now because I don't fall as well. I don't roll as well. So, but I have much to be thankful for. And much of it, I think, is being here in Tulsa, being surrounded in a good community and people that have developed our trails and our parks and sidewalks. And I'm excited. I mean, I just think that we have become a city more attuned to health and fitness, more so than I think any other place in Oklahoma.
I often think of George Kaiser when I'm running on the river in that path, because mm-hmm. he put a lot of money into that. And he's can be given credit for many, many things, but I think of him often when I'm running on that great running path, more than a path now, separate for runners and bikers, and the money that he invested in it.
Absolutely. Well, and you see him down there. I've seen him a few times. He tends, where I've run into Mr. Kaiser has been on the Midland Valley Trail, which is concrete, much to my regret, but and he has earphones. And he jogs along.
Yeah.
So,
and you know that, and that the path, the running trail along the river, it's developed into a family fair place, because you don't have to be a runner or necessarily. You see families walking together.
It's tremendous. It
blows my mind, and they'll see six people in a group, not out there to be a great marathon runner or a walker.
No.
They all went to the river to go for a walk as a unit, a family unit. Isn't that something?
Absolutely. It's, you know, my daughter lived near the river, and one of my daughters, and I would tell you, I'm at the river. If I'm in Tulsa, I'm at the river 6 out of 7 days a week, at least, mostly 7, to walk or jog or ride my bike. And it is, to see these families since the gathering place is open, it is tremendous.
Yeah.
And every just every age, every ethnicity. It's exciting because I always knew the river was a jewel, always, and you did too. But this has opened it up to so many new eyes and ears and kids laughing and shooting baskets and, you know, riding skateboards. But as you said, just families together of all ages. And that's what's exciting to me. And I never dreamed this would happen back in 1980 when I was running on that trail, but I'm glad that it has. And I really think it's put Tulsa on the map for some of these bigger races that they've gotten and some of these other things like the BMX this weekend at the fairground. All those kids over there riding around on bikes, it was just thrilling to see because it's health and fitness and it's getting their little hearts pumping. And I'm forever thankful for that. He's done a great job.
Yeah. And while we sure could be developing the river, and probably should have been a lot more than we have right now, just think what that river has given us in terms of health. There we have the easy accessibility to running along the river's edge. And more of us are healthy today because we had that easy access. And then we see others running, go driving down the road, and I see somebody running. I say, oh, yes, I got to get my running in today. So we set examples for people as people drive by, past us.
You know, John, when I started running, I would say that maybe one out of every 10 participants was a woman, sometimes two out of 10, but very small minority. We were always in the minority. And most men would just didn't want to be beat by a skirt, if you remember that.
Oh, just, yes.
Well, I beat all the women. You know, that we had these fast runners, we had incredible times, and what has impressed me is almost every race I enter today, there are more women than men.
Yeah.
More women than men. It is exciting. It's become an explosion for women. And if you notice on the trail, there are more women out there than men.
There are. And
I'm glad that's happening because I think what running gave to me was the ability to set a goal and achieve it.
Yeah.
And whether it's going farther, whether it's going faster, but just knowing I could do something that was all my own, all myself.
Yeah.
And I think I see women laughing and having fun, and they'll be in marathons or ultras, and they'll just be having a great time. And that's better for our society as a whole.
It is.
And I think, it is. All good.
And the half marathon became really popular amongst females.
Yes. It's very doable. I mean, it's doable. Even if you don't run, you can walk it. You can walk it quickly. I think the half marathon is a great race, and and you can do it and still maintain a job, a household, and all the other things that, because so many women are multitasking and doing. And I hear them, the sandwich generation. And I'm at a place now I didn't think I'd be. I have two aging parents, and there's always work to be done, and it helps keep you in shape and alert and helps you do it better, I think.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that you already know. Our listeners may not know that you are the only runner in Oklahoma to hold more than one national record. You've held national age group and single age group records in both 12-hour and 24-hour categories. You're one of three runners to be in the long distance running state record book at every standard distance. At the induction ceremony, your daughter, Theresa, shared these kind words. Jeannie is recognized today because she is a great runner, but she is a Hall of Famer in all that she does, a great model for all of us, said Theresa. You have competed in multiple ultra marathons. You've run the Pikes Peak ascent four different times, winning your age group in 1995. You are a member of the USATF Oklahoma Sub 20 Club and inducted into the Oklahoma Long Distance Running Wall of Fame. Congratulations, Jeannie.
Well, thank you, John.
Yeah.
it's been a wonderful journey. It really has. And it's not over. And
no,
that's a good part.
No, isn't that wonderful to know it's not over? So, Jeannie, I just want to thank you for this time we've spent. I knew it would be interesting, and I'm very grateful that you've given it to us so that generations to come and anybody listening and just generation will be motivated maybe to serve in public office and to get out and run.
Well, thank you, John. And I'll see you on the trail.
I will. I'll see you out there. Absolutely. I'm glad I can.
It's a little cold today, but we can do it.
Yes,
okay.
We can.
Bye.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Bye.
Bye.